Hello, I'm David Ronco, former pastor of Hartford Baptist Church. We continue our series in Summer Psalms, and today we're going to be thinking about Psalm 42 and Psalm 43. They are two psalms in our Bible, but originally they would have been one psalm. Wonderful theme of hope in troubled times. Let me read these words to you. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude leading the procession to the house of God, with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. My soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember. I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day the Lord directs his love, at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Rescue me from deceitful and wicked men. You are God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then will I go to the altar of God, to God my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the harp, O God, my God. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. Martin Lloyd-Jones, the famous Welsh preacher, once said, most of our troubles come from listening to ourselves rather than talking to ourselves. When we listen to our negative thoughts and feelings, that can send us further down the spiral of self-pity and despair. Whereas when we talk to ourselves, that can help turn us outwards and upwards and help us break through to a more positive experience. Did you notice three times in that psalm, or the two psalms taken together, the psalmist says to himself, he's talking to himself, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. It has been said that talking to ourselves is the first sign of madness. I think the psalmist would say talking to ourselves is the first sign of hope. Here is someone who is deeply troubled, talking to himself to find hope in the midst of his despair. We're not told what particular circumstances had caused his despair, but he describes how he feels using some very dramatic pictures. And I think I'll give you two words to describe how he feels. The first word is disorientated. He feels like a young female deer lost in a desert land and desperately searching for water, roaming here and there and trying to find that water for the thirst. And he says it's like him trying to find God in the midst of his trouble. He remembers the times when he felt very close to God in worshipping with others in the Jerusalem temple. But now he's a long way from those familiar surroundings. He's way up north near Mount Hermon, physically hundreds of miles distant from familiar experiences and seemingly a million miles away from God spiritually. We can go through times like that when we feel disorientated. For some, the COVID lockdown has felt like that. not being able to meet with others, not being able to worship with others and have fellowship face to face, not feeling that support physically. For others, it may be a serious illness that threatens life, a breakdown in a relationship, the loss of a job. When the familiar supports and routines and securities are knocked away, we can certainly feel God is a long way off. The psalmist is not where he wants to be, and there are times in our lives when that's true for us, and it can be very disorientating. The other word I'd use is overwhelmed. He's up near Mount Hermon in the north of Galilee, and he can see and hear the magnificent waterfall with its roar and rushing. And it feels as if his life is being overwhelmed. As the water pours over him, he just can't breathe. He feels as if life is somehow sweeping him away. That's what trouble can do for us, isn't it? We're only human, and however strong our faith, there will be moments when we feel overwhelmed, maybe sinking. As that lovely hymn says, when sorrows like sea billows roll. And to add to his kind of distress and feelings of overwhelming, he hears others mocking him. Twice he says, where is your God? How can you say that God is there? What's the point of your faith? Everything is going wrong for you. How can you believe in God? It doesn't help, does it, when others challenge us through difficult times about our faith? Disorientated and overwhelmed. So we can see how he's feeling. He's struggling to cope. His understanding is difficult. But notice how he talks to himself. And somehow that talking to himself is making a difference. I think there's three things he's doing here in talking to himself. The first is he's lamenting. Now, that's a kind of biblical word that we've heard and used before. And the Psalms are full of lament. It's a way of expressing sadness, a way of expressing grief and disappointment. You know, the wonderful thing about the Psalms is that whereas the rest of the scriptures speak to us, the Psalms speak for us to God. They express with brutal honesty the gamut of human emotion and feelings that we go through. And here is this psalmist speaking very bluntly before God, complaining about the way things are. He even dares to say in verse 2 of chapter 43 and verse 9 of chapter 42, why have you forgotten me? Why have you rejected me? The Psalms remind us that we don't have to be polite before God. They give us permission to let out our feelings of anger, confusion, of hurt, of doubts for ourselves and for others, to lament before God and to express how we're feeling and how important that is to do that. Because if we keep our feelings buried deep within ourselves, they will go on to hurt us and not be productive and be healing. So he laments. He just shares with God how he feels. He tells it as it is. And God is big enough to take whatever we say to him. So it's good to lament for ourselves and for others when we don't understand what is happening and when we're deeply saddened and grief-stricken by what is going on around us. But then he remembers, and so lamenting and remembering. Although he's struggling to believe and hold on, he still uses very familiar expressions about God. In verse 2, he talks about the living God. Verse 5, my Saviour. In verse 8, the Lord directs his love, his constant love. In verse 2 of chapter 43, you are my protector. Verse 4, you are the source of my happiness. In other words, can you see what he's doing? Even in the midst of struggling to hold on, he's expressing familiar concepts and truths about God that he's come to believe and been taught over the years. And that's always a good thing to do in times of trouble. It's good to quote scripture to ourselves. It's good to quote and sing hymns to ourselves, hymns that spell out objective truths about God, that just remind us to hold on to these truths, even when we're struggling to believe them. And in verse 4, he says, I remember those experiences I had of feeling very close to God. And that's a good thing to do as well, isn't it? In our difficult times when God seems a long way away, let's remember those times when we did feel him close, when we knew his presence helping us through a difficult time. It's good to rehearse and remember those experiences, and that reminds us of who God is. So lamenting, remembering, and then he's believing. He says to himself, "Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him." The Good News Bible says it this way, "I will put my hope in God, and once again, I will praise him." Here he is expressing a determination to believe and trust God, even though God seems a long way away. Selwyn Hughes once said, "If we wait for the right emotion, we may never move forward. But if we take the right motion, the feelings will follow." Sometimes we just wait for our feelings and they weigh us down. And then we never move forward. But if we take the right motion, if we actually, as an act of the will, say, "I will believe, I will trust," the feelings will catch up with us. Now, that's not whistling in the wind, and it's not the power of positive thinking either. It's a determination to trust God in a difficult situation and to believe that his day of praise will come. That's what the psalmist says, believing that somehow God's light will shine and break through and lead him to a better place. He says that in verse 3 of Psalm 43. Now, we're not told what happened, whether his situation was changed or not. But it's quite clear as you read through the psalm that as he's talking to himself, so his perspective is beginning to change. So hope is beginning to arise within him. And I think we have that choice when faced with overwhelming trouble and disorientating situations. We can listen to ourselves and all the negative thoughts that come into our minds because we're human, or we can talk to ourselves. We can listen to our negative feelings and spiral downwards, or we can talk to ourselves in God's presence and find hope to lift us up. So here's some good advice from the psalmist. Talk to yourself in difficult times. Say like he does, "Why am I so sad? Why am I so troubled? I will put my hope in God. And once again, I will praise him, my Saviour and my God." I was quite taken by some words in the Northumbrian Evening Prayer when I read them for the first time the other day. Entitled Expressions of Faith, it's saying, look, things aren't what I'd like them to be, but today I will believe. Let me end with some of these verses. "Lord, you've always given strength for the coming day, and though I am weak, today I believe." "Lord, you have always given peace for the coming day, and though of anxious heart, today I believe." "Lord, you have always kept me safe in trials, and now, tried as I am, today I believe." "Lord, you have always marked the road for the coming day, and though it may be hidden, today I believe." "Lord, you have always lightened this darkness of mine, and though the night is here, today I believe." "Why am I so sad? Why am I so troubled? I will put my hope in God, and once again I will praise my Saviour and my God."